أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سخط الرب في سخط الوالد. وقال قبل ذلك: رضا الرب في رضا الوالد. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect and pure compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam, and that Allah has favored us extremely by making us in the Ummah of His beloved Habib, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved to Allah Ta'ala and the loftiest in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. Our Deen of Islam has various branches. Fundamentally and most importantly, that of Aqaid, the correct and necessary important beliefs in all regards on which the entire Deen is based. A person who is devoid of the correct beliefs, then whatever practical actions may emanate will be of no benefit in as far as salvation of the Akhirah is concerned. A second category, which is Ibadat, ritualistic forms of worship or fasting, salah, zakah, hajj, etc. And then mu'amalat, mutual dealings, summarized the means of income which are permissible and the various permissible avenues in which we should and are encouraged to spend. And then a very important category is mu'asharat, social conduct, interacting with people around us. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahimahullah has compiled a beautiful book called Adabul Mu'asharat, extremely valuable book translated into English, in which he has detailed social conduct and has lamented the fact that this is a branch of deen that generally people are negligent of, to the extent of not even considering it a form of ibadah or a form of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, wherein there is great stress and emphasis in this regard. Just one example, ayat of Quran Sharif dedicated to social mannerisms and conduct. If we are invited to partake of a meal, even there, verse of Quran Sharif was revealed relating to circumstances that transpired in the beloved life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that never enter a home without seeking permission and thereafter making salam on entry. Furthermore, do not go well ahead of the time of invitation so as not to be a burden to the family members, to come at the time of the food being presented, and after partaking of the food, to not linger around in futile discussions and prolong the stay. Once we have eaten and the objective is fulfilled, to disperse from there. Look at the beautiful adabs and etiquettes. And amongst the most important rights in social conduct that Allah Ta'ala has accorded to anybody, it is parents. At a number of junctures in the Quran Sharif, when Allah has commanded His most important right and prohibited from that which is the most abhorred and dislikable thing to Allah, that a person dies on it, will never ever be forgiven, and that is shirk. Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, after commanding, do not worship anyone except Allah, be kind in the treatment of your parents. وَعَبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, once again. And in the verses recited in the opening, from Surah Bani Israel, again, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ, Allah Ta'ala has strongly commanded and emphasized that you worship none besides Allah. And look at what follows thereafter immediately. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be kind in the way you treat your parents. So much so that Allah Ta'ala goes on to describe and teach us the etiquettes that we should observe in the presence of our parents. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, if either one of your parents or both of them happen to be in your presence in their old age, Because that is when a person is challenged. Old age brings about difficulty, change in nature, in temperament. But even at that stage, what does Allah Ta'ala say? No matter what they say or do in your presence, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not even say a two-lettered statement of anger, of anguish. Do not even say uff to them, let alone verbally abusing or making sounds of being unhappy. And worse than that, very, very sad that you hear incidents of people swearing and even physically abusing their parents. May Allah protect, may Allah protect, may Allah protect. Secondly, Allah says, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Here Allah is teaching us etiquettes in the presence of our parents. Do not scold and speak to them in harsh terms. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Number three, Allah Ta'ala says, address them in the most noble way and form. Be selective of the words, of the tone, the manner you address, the manner you speak to them. Number four, Allah Ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Be absolutely humble in their company, out of mercy and compassion. Lower your wings, in other words, be absolutely humble in their company, and let that be inspired by compassion to them. And number five, so beautifully Allah Ta'ala teaches us how to make dua for our parents. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O my Lord, O my Sustainer, have mercy on both of them as they had nurtured me with compassion and mercy. Now you shower your mercy upon them. The beauty of these words, that these are du'as we can make for our parents while they are alive and even after they have passed away, it is all encompassing. A person is direly in need of Allah's mercy here as well as after death. Amongst the most heinous of sins that on numerous occasions Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has counted as al-kabair, amongst the major sins, aqqun liwalidayh, that person who is totally disobedient towards one's parents. Many stern warnings have been given. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that that person will not gain entry into Jannah. Allah will not cast a gaze of mercy to such a person. And amongst those sins, may Allah protect, for which punishment comes speedily even in this world over and above what is in the Akhirah, is disobedience to parents. So this is a very, very serious matter. The famous incident when those three people in previous nations were traveling, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself tells us this beautiful story, and nightfall and severe rain had forced them to take refuge in a cave. And a huge boulder in a rockfall covered up the whole mouth of the cave, that they could not even move that boulder, nor was there any place to go out. They were facing destruction. When they decided, let us make dua by means of some good deeds we did in our lives with sincerity and ikhlas, and through its blessings Allah Ta'ala will remove this calamity in which we find ourselves. One of them mentioned that a laborer was in his employment. He was unhappy with the remuneration and ran and went away. And this person says that he invested what was due to that person, and years later when he comes to claim his right for one day or half a day's labor, he gives him an entire valley of livestock, of gold. That person thought he is joking with him. He says, O Allah, if I had displayed that honesty and integrity for your pleasure, remove this calamity. The rock moved. Second, chastity and guarding our haya and modesty. The second, one of them says that, O Allah, you know, there was a female relative who I was highly attracted to. And as many advances as I made, her piety made her refuse when in financial desperation she sought help. And I gave it pending that she allows herself open to me to fulfill my desires. Na'udhu billah. Critical juncture, she shook and shivered because she has never committed such a wrong. I left the money there and said that, O Allah, I forsake this haram for your pleasure and happiness. O Allah, if you knew I had done that for your pleasure, then remove this calamity. And that rock moved further, but not enough for them to go out. The first of them made dua. that, Allah, you know, I had elderly parents, and I used to take my goats out to herd, and when I would come back in the evening and milk them, then I would fill two containers and give my elderly parents before even my own wife and children. And one day, in search of a certain tree for my goats, I was delayed in coming back. My parents had already fallen asleep. Ya Allah, you know, I stood the entire night at their bedside, that if they awake any time at night hungry, I can give them this milk. And I remained in that state the entire night until Fajr. And then I gave them to drink to the satiation of the hunger and thirst. Wallah, if I had done that act of kindness to my parents for your pleasure and happiness, remove this difficulty. And subhanallah, the bolder move, this is tawassul bil a'mal salihah, in desperation seeking Allah's help by the means of some good deeds that was done exclusively only for Allah's pleasure. Now many a times, a person will try and justify, when advised about being kind, respectful and obedient to parents, but my father has done this wrong, my mother has done that wrong, they have not fulfilled their roles as parents. Yes, most definitely we as parents are duty bound in the right towards our children, in tarbiyah, in discipline, in compassion, in seeing to the basic needs and necessities, etc. But that does not give a person the right to be disobedient to one's parents. As mentioned, shirk is the most abhorred thing to Allah Ta'ala. Even in the instance where a person's parents have to be idol worshippers, mushrikeen, we do not obey when it contradicts the command of Allah Ta'ala, anybody else. But even then Allah says, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, that in worldly matters show kindness and keep good company with them. Amazing incident from the Quran Sharif. In the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in the Bani Israel, there was a person who wanted to marry his wealthy uncle's daughter, his cousin. His uncle refused the proposal. Shaitan put in his mind that he took his uncle out somewhere, murdered him, thinking that he will be the sole inheritor of all his wealth and marry his cousin. To summarize the story, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam advised the Bani Israel when they were perplexed as to who is the killer. Allah revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, tell them to slaughter a bull and strike its flesh on the dead person's body, and the name of the killer will be revealed. The Bani Israel, being the Bani Israel, instead of taking any cow and slaughtering it and therefore fulfilling the command of Allah, made it hard on themselves, and Allah made it hard on them, asking unnecessary, prolonged questions, specific details that tell us more about this cow or this bullock or Musa alayhi salam. And then Allah Ta'ala put condition upon condition. It should not be too old nor too young. It should be of a bright yellow color that is not defective. And then finally, even more difficulty, it should not be one that toils in tilling the soil or irrigating, and its color should be bright yellow, free of any other color and blemish. And they went in search far and wide, could not find it. On the other hand, there is hikmah and wisdom of every command of Allah Ta'ala. There was a person in the Bani Israel before that, very, very pious man. He had a small little calf, bright yellow in color. He put it into the jungle and then said to Allah, that Allah, I leave this in your care and return it to my child when he's at the most desperate need. He passes away, he leaves behind his wife and orphan child. The child, just as his father was very pious, served his mother in the most amazing manner. He would split his night in three parts, one third in the ibadat of Allah, one third in sleeping, and one third exclusively in serving, in making his mother happy and taking her du'as. In the daytime, he would go and earn by hard work. Our deen encourages hard work. Our deen discourages being lazy and helpless and hopeless. He used to chop firewood and sell it. And of the money he would get, one third he would eat it, one third would give away as sadaqah, and one third he would put in the hands of his mother. When his mother one day told him, go to a certain part of the jungle, you will find a bright yellow bullock which your father had left for you. Call out to it in the name of the Allah of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyidina Ishaq, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. He found it glaring yellow with an absolutely beautiful complexion, called out as his mother said. It came under his control. And then when he brought it to his mother, she said, now take it to the market and sell it. But the market price was 3 gold coins. Do not sell it for less than that, but never sell it without asking me first. Allah Ta'ala sends an angel in human form, offers to buy it for 3 dinars, 3 gold coins. He says, fine, but I have to consult my mother first. He comes, reports to her. She has wisdom and piety. She says, up the price to 6 gold coins. The man says, again, in angel in human form, fine, I will purchase it for 6. But why do you want to go and ask your mother? Just do the deal. He says, I will never disobey my mother. He goes back and she says, this seems to be an angel which Allah has sent. Ask him what does he think as to when we should sell it and at what price. He does exactly as his mother says. He says, hold on to it. The Bani Israel will come soon to you in desperation. When eventually in search of the bullock that Allah had described to them, this was the only one that fitted the description exactly. And then he asks for a price. The angel had advised him, ask for its skin, its hide, filled with gold coins. Some narration says 10 times its weight in gold. And they had to buy it. They struck the flesh of it onto the dead man's shoulder. Allah made him speak that his nephew is the one who was the murderer. But about this young man, the Mufassirin state, one sentence, barran bi walidati. He was absolutely obedient and subservient to his mother. And look how Allah Ta'ala had rewarded him. Now many a times we have regrets. Our parents have passed on, both of them, one of them. Allah rewards Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Hazrat Abu Usaid radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a man from the Banu Salima come and says that do my parents enjoy any rights over me after they have passed away? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions 5 rights that we still have a means of atoning for. Definitely we are all short in this regard. First and foremost, as-salatu alayhima. Make lots of dua for Allah Ta'ala's special mercy upon them. As said, Rabbi arhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Secondly, wal istighfar lahuma. Beg Allah Ta'ala continuously, abundantly to forgive them their sins. Number 3, wa inqadhu ahdihima. Whatever wasiyah, whatever legacy, whatever advices they had left behind, then fulfill those as a token of respect and honor to your parents. Number 4, and join family ties with those relatives who are connected to you only through your parents. So after they're passing on, father's side, mother's side of the family, to keep up those ties as a right to our parents who have passed away is the right that they enjoy. And lastly, wa ikramu sadiqihima, that show honor and respect to those who were their friends, the dear, near, and beloved ones. So honoring one's parents, close friends after their death, is a haq, a right that our parents have upon us, by which we can atone. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah was traveling as a great alim with his many students with him. When they saw a simple, humble Bedouin, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah honors him greatly. He makes salam to him, he honors him, he lets him ride with him on his conveyance, and eventually even takes off his imama, his turban, and gives it and puts it onto his head. His students later on say, this was a simple Bedouin, but why so much ikram, why so much honor of him? He says, this man's father was a friend of my father, Umar radiallahu an, and I've heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, inna abarra al-birri ayyasila al-rajulu ahla wuddi abi. I have heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that amongst the greatest acts of piety is to show kindness for the family members of those who were the near and dear ones of your father, of your parents. Jannah is beneath a person's mother's feet. Allah's happiness is in a father's happiness. Allah's displeasure is in a parent's displeasure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that if you wish for barakah and blessings in your sustenance, and you wish for blessings in your lifespan, then enjoin family ties and show kindness towards your parents. May Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq, forgive us for many shortcomings in this regard. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Once again, great opportunity for us to contribute to the house of Allah Ta'ala. When we do acts of goodness, we make niyat also of isali thawab towards our parents, in our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our sadaqas, etc. It is a great means, inshallah, of that reward getting to them, and a means of us atoning for our relationship with parents. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل ولنوحد الله عز وجل ولنجتنب من الشرك بالله عز وجل ففي عدة أمكنة في القرآن العظيم لما أمرنا الله عز وجل بالتمسك بالتوحيد ونهانا عن أقبح المحارم وهي الشرك بالله عز وجل ثنى الله بعد ذلك الأمر ببر الوالدين والاجتناب عن عقوقهما قال الله عز وجل وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا وبعد ذلك وضح الله عز وجل حقوق الوالدين بالتفصيل قائلا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ورغبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الأمر قائلا الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصر إخواننا من المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان وخاصة في غزة وبالخصوص في رفعة وفي فلسطين عامة وفي الشام وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم انصر إخواننا من المسلمين خاصة في فلسطين والشام والكشمير وفي تركستان وفي الهند وفي البرما وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها اللهم أطعم المسلمين من جوع وآمنهم من خوف اللهم اجعل هذا البلد وسائر بلاد المسلمين آمنة مطمئنة اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل filling gaps in the steps in front of us inshallah amongst the most beloved steps to Allah Ta'ala are those which has taken to complete the gaps in the sufuf. Once we are in the saf, we try and stand as close as possible. Our shoulders lock with each other, especially so that when salah commences, there are no gaps between us. One of the great means of unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah without any gaps between ourselves and to straighten the safs. استوى اعتدلوا تقاربوا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم
إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا وآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ولا تبذر تبذيرا إن المبذرين كانوا إخوان الشياطين وكان الشيطان لربه كفورا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.